On May the 20th, 1851, Rose Hawthorne, the third child of writer Nathaniel Hawthorne and painters Sophia Peabody, was born. When Rose was born, her father was enjoying the success of a seemingly unstoppable literary career. Rose's childhood was one of the happiest periods of her life, in a happy family where her parents treated her with respect and did not physically punish her. The Hawthorns taught their children to live a Christian life with the Unitarian Church and the Transcendentalist movement. In 1853, the entire family moved to England, where Nathaniel had accepted a position at the American consulate. Settled in the Old Continent, Rose traveled for several years through cities such as Portugal, France, and Italy. It was in Rome during Holy Week that they saw the Pontiff walked out onto the Vatican balcony, something Rose would remember all her life. The Hawthorne's happy, comfortable life was cut short in 1864, when Nathaniel died. 4 years later, they had returned to New England, where Sophia, now a widow, faced a very different life, one in which poverty and financial difficulties forced her to pack her bags again and return to Europe. Acting impulsively and against the wishes of her family, Rose married George Parsons Lathrop. They lived in Connecticut, where George served as editor of Atlantic Monthly, while Rose wrote poetry and short stories. A few years after the death of her mother, in the year 1876, the couple had the joy of giving birth to a son. The joy would turn to terrible sorrow 5 years later, when little Francis died prematurely of diphtheria. Francis's death plunged the couple into the deepest desolation. But while Rose turned to poetry to channel her inner sadness, George began a long and destructive path towards alcoholism. While Rose never spoke of George's vices, she once related in her writings that George was becoming dangerous to live with. In 1891, already settled in Connecticut, the couple converted to Catholicism, something that greatly displeased family and friends. Both became actively involved in church activities, but George's addiction to alcohol continued unabated, and living with him became increasingly unbearable. Desperate and distressed, Rose asked the church authorities for permission to separate from him and abandoned all literary aspirations to change the course of her life. For a few years, Rose Hawthorne began studying nursing at a New York hospital, where she discovered the dramatic situation of many terminally ill cancer patients who were alone and without resources. In those years, many people believed cancer was contagious, and very few who contracted the disease were cured. Rose ignored those collective fears and focused on giving them something very valuable, comfort in their final moments and a dignified death. To this end, Rose decided to settle in one of the city's most depressed areas. She rented rooms where she would care for terminally ill patients. She soon began receiving help from others, including a young student named Alice Huber, who would eventually become her closest friend. In 1898, her husband George died. She was now a widow who could make a decision she had been pondering for some time. A year later, she bought a house where she took in more than a dozen terminally ill cancer patients. That home, named St. Rosa's Free Home for Incurable Cancer, was the beginning of her life as a religious. She and Alice, with Father Fuentes' permission, were welcomed into the Dominican Tertiary Order as he prepared them to embrace religious life. Already in the new century, Rose received authorization to found a new community of Dominican sisters. Rose and Alice took their vows and together began the founding of the Congregation of St. Rose of Lima of the Hawthorne Dominican Sisters. Rose assumed the position of Reverend Mother under the name Mother Alfonsa. From then until the end of her days, she worked tirelessly to care for terminally ill cancer patients who were able to live out their final days surrounded by love and compassion. "We cannot cure our patients," Mother Alfonsa said, "but we can ensure the dignity and worth of their final days and keep them cared for and free from pain." On July 9, 1926, Hawthorne died at Rosary Hill Home, the mother house that the congregation had founded in New York and which currently keeps her project alive. Venerable Rose Hawthorne, pray for us.